When Carl Peterjohn began serving on the Sedgwick County Commission back in 2008, he brought with him a constitutional conservative philosophy. That thinking has guided his work and decisions through the years. He says his record for voter empowerment started on day one.
My campaign has been consistent in terms of fiscal responsibility, supporting voter empowerment, requiring voter approval for property tax increases, supporting the new legislation from the state on limiting property tax growth.
Peterjohn represents the commission's third district, which is basically the western half of the county. The district spans from West Wichita to Cheney, north to Mount Hope and Bentley, and south to Viola. It's the largest of the county's five districts. Peterjohn is banking on voters who support his philosophy to give him a third term in office.
I've been pleased with the feedback I've received from folks who do not want to see their property taxes increased. And I think a majority of this community, a substantial majority, would prefer that we keep a lid on local property taxes.
Peterjohn's push for the county's conservative fiscal strategy strengthened as a new majority developed on the county commission in 2015 with the election of Jim Howell. Peterjohn often votes in step with Chairman Howell and Commissioner Richard Ranzaw. So when the five commissioners don't agree on key issues, the majority generally decides the outcome.
The county government, I think, is working great. We're getting some great projects and good things done. And we're doing it in a way that is improving public services for the people who are dependent upon what Sedgwick County provides.
Peterjohn says the commission is being a good steward of Sedgwick County's tax resources by limiting county debt and targeting spending on core services such as public safety and roads. The majority was successful in using this approach for this year's operating budget, which was approved last August. But the policy shift came with a cost. The county cut large amounts of funding to arts, recreation, economic, and public health programs and ignited a firestorm of public criticism. Peterjohn stands by his decision.
Oh, absolutely, because the alternative, if we allow county spending to increase for whatever reason, you're going to have to raise taxes and property taxes. And we've been split on whether taxes should be raised.
The county commission's financial strategy is one of the main reasons why David Dennis entered the race for Carl Peterjohn's 3rd District seat. Dennis describes himself as a conservative Republican alternative to Peterjohn. He's critical of how the commission majority is managing the county finances. He says cutting arts and recreation budgets is short-sighted.
With those type of cuts, it affects the quality of life. It affects what happens in the city. It affects whether or not we can continue to grow.
Dennis is retired and currently serves on the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission and other advisory boards. He used to teach at Wichita North High School. He served 2 years as chairman of the Kansas State Board of Education. Education was his second career. Dennis spent 29 years in the Air Force, retiring at the rank of colonel.
I like to believe that I can work with just about anyone and get results. I proved that when I worked over in the former Soviet Union. I was working at very high levels of government over there. And the first word out of their mouth was always "yet." And yet we were able to accomplish our mission.
Dennis says the county's shift to using cash instead of bonds to pay for road and bridge maintenance work is creating unnecessary deficit spending. As it stands now, the proposed 2017 county budget includes a $4.5 million deficit. Dennis worries that the cash reserves won't be there when the county faces a downturn in the economy or gets hit with a natural disaster.
They had deficit spending last year, and the current budget for the next several years also has a deficit. And again, that differentiates me a little bit from Carl Peterjohn, is that I don't believe that we need to be running deficits right now.
Dennis says he knows he faces big challenges in his campaign. He's not as well known as current Commissioner Carl Peterjohn, and he has to crack Peterjohn's strong base of support in the 3rd District. Dennis has been participating in candidate forums, campaign events, and making the rounds in neighborhoods to get his message out. He picked up key endorsements recently from Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell and City Council members Brian Fry and Pete Meitzner.
I'm getting some strong support from some people that really care that Wichita, Sedgwick County work together rather than having walls between them. We need to build bridges.
Earlier this month, the commissioners approved a non-binding resolution asking the state legislature to tighten restrictions on undocumented immigrants. The vote was 3-2. Dennis says the commission's public meetings should stay focused on county business.
Focusing on issues that they have no control over at the state level or the federal level doesn't do any good for anyone. It just kind of detracts from what their primary mission is, and that's to take care of the citizens in Sedgwick County.
Campaigning won't end with Tuesday's primary election. Whoever wins the 3rd District race will likely face independent Marcy Gregory, the mayor of Goddard, in the November general election. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.